It's been a fun preseason. It's been a different preseason. I'm excited to see who we're going to have on this football team because, those guys made our coaching staff and Jerry Reese and his staff's jobs pretty difficult. But heading into this season, the regular season, I'm excited about it. I'm ready to get the going, and we start off with the Dallas Cowboys, and that's going to be very exciting.
Took a trip to the hospital to check out the shoulder the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been saying you're fine all summer, so.
I don't lie much.
Is this just the kind of thing, see how much you can practice, how much you can do?
We're just keeping our own things, making sure that we do our due diligence and not let anything surprise us, kind of like last year. So.
Justin, you guys have obviously been taking some shots from the outside all summer long.
Mm-hmm. We've been giving some, too.
When you look around this locker room and see so many guys back from the defending champions, are you at all surprised that people are overlooking you guys a little bit?
Well, I mean, it's very similar to what happened last year. If y'all recall, there were some teams already fitting their fingers for rings before we even played a football game. And I mean, don't look like people learned too much last year. So we relish being having an opportunity to defend a title and do it with people thinking that we can't. So, we're just looking forward to having a great, healthy season.
Tom had obviously set the tone for you guys, asking you, are you the 7-7 team or are you the guys that finished 6-0? Do you know which guys you are coming out of training camp? Have you figured that out?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball and could tell you all things that's going to happen here soon, but that's why you play the game. I feel like we've built that bridge from that 6-0 finish that we had last year, but who knows? We're just going to go out here and play the game and play it to the best of our abilities and see what happens.
Nice way to work in the bridge team, by the way.
Did you happen to catch Matthias' little chat back with Jerry? You're on Twitter, so.
Yeah, I saw it.
You like that?
Why not?
Why not?
I don't see why everybody else can talk about us and we can't fire back, so I ain't got no problems with it.
Just the first round, everybody was kind of just laughing it off.
I'm still laughing at him, but Kiwi's a confrontational guy, so I'm not surprised by it.
We have a lot of fun with that, obviously, but how much does that matter in here? People have been shooting at you all summer.
It doesn't matter, man. It really doesn't. We're not a team that looks for bulletin board material. I've always told y'all, if you need somebody to say something bad about you to get you prepared to play a game, then you don't need to be in this league. Our energy, our attitude going forward to our next games are going to be great regardless of if we got a team singing our praise or a team telling us we suck. It don't really matter to us that much.
Justin, you mentioned before about the job that coaches in the front office is going to have to do here. Is this the most curious you've been about the final 53 since you've been a Giant?
Probably, just because of the fact that we got so many guys that I think earn roster spots, whether that be here or somewhere else, especially in the D-line room. I mean, I asked Coach Nunn that he need a drink because he's got some, obviously with Jerry Reese and the entire coaching staff, they got some decisions to make. But I think, just about everybody in that room that played last night has earned a spot somewhere in this league. So, that's why I'm glad I get the opportunity to go out there on Sundays and play and not have to sit up in those meeting rooms and make the decisions that's going to, mold this football team into what it's going to be.
Do you think the fourth defensive end is on this team, will be a suitable replacement for Thompson?
It's hard to replace Dave, man. Dave did so many things and was pretty good in his own right at defensive end, but he also played special teams. He also was a constant figure of the fabric of this locker room. So that's going to be hard to say, but we feel confident in whoever that is going to fill that role. They're going to be equipped. Whether that's Tracy, whether that's, Wale, Broha, whoever, Craig. I mean, all those guys had a great preseason. And, like I said, regardless if they're here or not, they've definitely proven that they deserve a place somewhere in this league.